Guglielmo Tell is one of the best ouverture ever written. But if you consider just to have an opening of an opera, a long opera, just five solo cellos, with the first really singing like a singer, and other four with a concertante part, with just individual part, just to start a huge evening at the opera with five cellos. And after that, of course, there is the storm. The duet with flute and English horn, it's fantastic. And the galop, very famous because of the Lone Ranger, of course. But all together is like a small symphony in four parts, or ouverture in four parts, which recalls me like a small symphony. It's an incredible piece of music.
It's his most famous opera overture of the 39 operas he wrote, providing theme music for The Lone Ranger. There is a great cello and English horn solo, but when the opera was over, Rossini never wrote another opera. Gian Andrea Noseda conducts the William Tell Overture with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. In January of 2016, Gian Andrea Noseda was appointed music director of the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C. His appointment will start with the 2017-18 season.
It's not just the project, what to perform just to increase the quality, because the quality is there. The potential is hugely high. What we have to do is just to be consistent in delivering quality, because the quality is there. We have just to deliver every single day. That is what we should do, what we should achieve. But I found an orchestra very willing, very, very hungry to do that. That is what is crucial for me.
And you'll want to tour with the orchestra, make recordings, maybe Chandos will follow you?
I don't know. For Chandos, we have not discussed yet, but why not to do some recordings, of course, maybe live recordings with the patching section, who knows. But the touring activity, of course, is part of the job. And not only tour outside, abroad, let's say in Japan or in Europe, but also to tour in the States, because it's not called the Washington Symphony Orchestra, it's called the National Symphony Orchestra. So there is an important part of the name, which is the national. So how to bring music in places where the orchestras are not there, they don't exist. So there is a huge, very wide field to cover.
You will hear the principal cello of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Ann Martindale Williams, and principal English horn, Harold Smolyar. Here is Gian Andrea Noseda to conduct the William Tell Overture by Gioacchino Rossini. The William Tell Overture by Gioachino Rossini with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gianandrea Noseda. The cello solo, played by Principal Cello Ann Martindale Williams, and the English horn was Harold Smoljar. Rossini's William Tell was first heard at Paris Opera on August 3, 1829. Rossini's William Tell is a long opera, over 6 hours in the opera house.
It was very long, When I did in Torino, in my opera house, Teatro Regio, I did very minimalistic cuts, and all the evening was over almost 4 hours and a half.
The story is a Swiss story, and we have a man with an apple on his head?
Oh, that is the son of the Guglielmo Tell, William Tell, because the Swiss are under the power of the Austrians. As far as I know, has been the only revolution the Swiss people have ever done in their lives. And all the story is about that. When William Tell has just to show how brave he is with the arch. And of course, the son has to stay just far from him with the apple on the head. And the arrows are just to go directly to the apple and not to the head, to the face of the sun. So he's famous because of that, the William Tell. But a part of the, besides the overture, which is incredibly well known, the opera is fantastically written and full of fantastic music.
Gianandrea Noseda, about to conduct Beethoven's Second Symphony next. I'm Jim Cunningham. The D major symphony by Ludwig van Beethoven is not as heaven-storming as his Eroica, the symphony number 3, but it was a pathbreaker, like so much of Beethoven's music. It was longer. It has a deeply felt slow movement, a larghetto, and something new, a scherzo. There are special personal Beethoven moments that may suggest hiccups. Was it Beethoven's gastric distress, or was it one too many at the Viennese New Wine Hangout, where Beethoven was a regular, Meyer am Fahrplatz in Grinzing?
It's incredible how many sforzando strong accent he puts in the score. And that is a signal. He started to lose the ears. So and of course, there are some effects in the French horns that remind me the bells, because he couldn't hear anymore the flute in the Prater. So seeing in the park, in the Prater, the park in Vienna, a flute is 20 meters from him, he couldn't listen the flute, but he could still listen the bells, in the tower bells. So there are so many sforzando, if you count how many sforzando are there. And also the last movement is, for me, the depiction of a drunk guy or one who tries to forget, to put apart a very dramatic situation. Because is full of hiccups, the symphony, from the first movement till the last one.
Here is Gianandrea Noseda to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Symphony No. 2 in D, Opus 36, by Ludwig van Beethoven. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 2 in D Major, Opus 36 by Ludwig van Beethoven. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Gianandrea Noseda. Pittsburgh Symphony recorded the Beethoven Second with William Steinberg for the Command Classics label in 1964. Former music director Fritz Reiner recorded the Beethoven Second with the Columbia label in 1946. Beethoven conducted the first performance of his Second Symphony at the Theater an der Wien in Vienna on April 5, 1803. Beethoven Second was heard in the first season of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, 1896. Frederick Archer conducted it on December 3rd. Gianandrea Noseda was born in 1964. He studied piano, composition, and conducting in Milan, and further studied with conductors Byung-Won Chung and Valery Gergiev. In 1994, Gianandrea Noseda became principal guest at the Mariinsky Theater in St. Petersburg. He also served as principal guest of the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Gianandrea Noseda became music director of the Teatro Regio di Torino in 2007. He's been principal conductor of the BBC Philharmonic, where he's had a long association. And in January of 2016, he was named the next music director of the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center. Gianandrea Noseda was named Conductor of the Year by Musical America magazine in 2015. He's had great success at the Metropolitan Opera. In the early winter of 2016, he conducted Bizet's The Pearl Fishers, which hadn't been done at the Met in the last 100 years, receiving great praise from the New York Times. Noseda arrived in Pittsburgh early in the week for rehearsal, conducted the Friday night concert, flew back to New York for Saturday night's Pearl Fishers, and then flew back to Pittsburgh for the Sunday afternoon performance of the concert you just heard.
Last time before this run was done at the Met, we go back in 1916, so 100 years ago. So it's not an opera you find very easily all around the world. It's a very good production. The cast is superb. Orchestra and the chorus, incredible. So I think despite the conductor, everything is great.
Gianandrea Noseda, who promises to return to Heinz Hall soon. We heard Denis Kuzhukin make his debut in Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto, Rossini's William Tell, and the Symphony No. 2 by Beethoven. Earlier I told you some characterize Sergei Rachmaninoff as a romantic, probably because of Eric Carmen's All by Myself and Frank Sinatra's success on the pop charts with Full Moon and Empty Arms. Sergei Rachmaninoff was not necessarily romantic when he played his own music.
People that knew him, they say that he was very sentimental inside him, himself, and very emotional, but somehow he was a little bit ashamed of that. And so his music is extremely expressive, but what I love about his performances of his own pieces is that he's never breaking the shirt. It's always very internal. It's very, in a way, controlled. For me, it makes it even more expressive, rather than, you know, than just going there and destroying the piano with all the thousands of notes that they are. Let's not forget that he had the peculiar life. I mean, he moved outside of Russia, which he really loved, and he basically never came back, and he lived abroad. And of course, he was loved here, and also he lived in Europe, but somehow he always suffered and missed Russia. So this, you know, this nostalgia, this suppressed feeling, somehow they always were in him, and I think we really can hear that in his own performances.
Well, you can judge for yourself. Here's Sergei Rachmaninoff playing the intermezzo from the Third Concerto with Eugene Ormandy conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra on the 4th of December, 1939. Thank you. Sergei Rachmaninoff, with his own third piano concerto, the Philadelphia Orchestra and Eugene Normandy, in 1939. We heard it played by the Pittsburgh Symphony and Denis Kuzhukin, who made his Heinz Hall debut earlier in this Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast. We also had the Second Symphony by Beethoven and the William Tell Overture by Gioachino Rossini, conducted by Gianandrea Nocera. I hope you'll return next week for more Romance from Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Remember, there are just two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel, WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. It includes a photograph of Manfred Honeck at the microphone. Did you know the Pittsburgh Symphony gave the first performance of Leonard Bernstein's Symphony No. 1, Jeremiah, in 1944, and gave the debut of John Adams' Short Ride of a Fast Machine in 1986? You'd know that and much more with your Pittsburgh Symphony history. It's included along with the radio guide. But wait, there's more. I'll send you the Pittsburgh Symphony Folding Binoculars. They're great for watching the concert stage, and it's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Script writing by Katie Russell. Heinz Hall recording engineer Harold F. Chambers III. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.